Homily 52, Parable of the Wedding Feast. How is it that you came in here without a wedding garment? This weekend, my Connecticut niece's college son comes home for the first time and brings two of his college friends with him. The playful affection between him and his sister has long amused me. Mel Gibson's controversial film, The Passion of the Christ, offers a wonderful depiction of the love and playful affection between Jesus and his mother. Devoted son that he was, Jesus practiced his sermons and parables in front of his mother. And because she found Jesus' parable difficult to understand, she regretted having sent him to Jesuit schools. When Mary listened to this morning's parable about the king who gave a wedding feast of his son, she asked, "Who is this king?" And Jesus said, "Well, it's my heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." "Why a wedding feast?" she asked. "Well, Mother, if you had listened to this morning's first reading from Isaiah, you would know that I am speaking about the Messianic banquet." "Watch your tongue, son. You may be the Messiah, but I'm still your mother." And Mary asked, "Who are these servants sent out with the invitation? And why were they ignored, mistreated, and even killed?" "These servants, Mother, are the prophets. My heavenly Father sent again and again. They were ridiculed, treated badly, sometimes killed, because too many of our people have always had hearts of stone. The poor prophet Jeremiah, for example, complained bitterly about what he suffered to be God's prophet." And I love this statement. "Better that my mother's womb had been my tomb," he confessed. Then Mary asked, "To what does this refer?" "The enraged king whose troops killed the murderers of the prophets and destroyed their city." Well, Jesus said, "Jeremiah, for one, was correct. The Babylonians not only destroyed the temple and leveled Jerusalem, but they also took most of our people into exile. Have I also not warned Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum for rejecting my teaching about the kingdom of God? Have I not wept over Jerusalem and warned them about the impending destruction by the Romans because they too reject my teaching?" Then Mary asked, "Who are these servants sent out to the highways and byways to invite the good and even the bad to the wedding feast?" Jesus replied, "Those are my disciples who imitate me. Do I not go to the Little Sisters of the Poor in Somerville, the Poor Clares of Jamaica Plain, the Franciscan Sisters on Center Street, and seek out the good who attend Sunday Mass at Boston College? Do I not eat with the good at Legal Seafood and at the Cottage at Chestnut Hill? The bad, well, I eat with the worst politicians in Boston's Beacon Hill. I've had many meals at McDonald's, Burger King, with the prostitutes who frequent the combat zone. And for the really bad, I go to the cheap bars around Boston College, especially Mary Ann's. And because I eat and drink with the good and the bad to symbolize that my heavenly Father invites everyone to the Messianic banquet, I am accused of being a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of sinners, and some say I'm out of my mind." Jesus, Mary asked, "What about the guest without a wedding garment who gets tossed out into the darkness?" "My apostle Paul," Jesus replied, "instructed my followers to clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and over all these virtues to put on love." Paul also reminds us that all who are baptized into Christ have clothed themselves with Christ. "Didn't you put a white garment on me when John the Baptist baptized me?" Everyone may be invited, but entrance into my Father's kingdom is not automatic. I expect the invited to change their garments. Well, Speaking of wedding garments, Mary said, we are invited to the O'Brien's wedding in Cana next month, and you definitely need new clothing. You look like that shabbily dressed Jesuit who walks around the Chestnut Hill Reservoir. All right, Jesus said. I'll go to Mr. Goldfarb, the Nazareth tailor. When Jesus and Goldfarb met, Goldfarb said, Jesus, when I get through with you, you're going to like the way you look. And Jesus asked, how much? And Goldfarb retorted, far be it from me to charge the Messiah. Anyway, it's good publicity to be known as the one who clothes the Messiah. Now, Jesus was a hit at the Cana wedding feast, not only for changing water into wine, but also because of his extraordinary wedding garment. Goldfarb received so many orders for new clothing that he made a business proposal to Jesus. Jesus, your foster father Joseph is dead. Your mother's getting old. Come and work with me, and you'll make a much better living for your mother and you than carpentry. We'll call our business Goldfarb and Jesus. Jesus thought and then said, all right, but we're going to call it Lord and Taylor.